Das kann so sehr sehr nicht bereits so schlagen, wenn wir heute mit sagt, ihr wann es darf nun sein. Sagt die Gemara, Belozen in Rabbi Shaya said, if a Koyin who is a Betzua Daka gives Kedushin to Yisraelis, her status will be subject to the Machloikas between Rabbi Meir on the one hand, or Belozen and Rabbi Shimon on the other hand. According to Rabbi Meir, who says that a woman awaiting a Bia, which is also De Raisa, may not eat Chuma, this woman also cannot eat Chuma because she's not allowed to marry a Betzua Daka. According to Rabbi Belozen and Rabbi Shimon, who say that such a woman can eat truma, then this woman would also be allowed to eat truma until she actually becomes pasul through a bia with the petzua daka. In fact, Mara, maybe that's not true. Maybe that's not. They don't argue in this case as well. And maybe the Rabbi Elazar and Shimon only hold their view when the man can permit a woman to eat truma in a permissible circumstance. But a petzua daka has no permissible circumstance, and it could be that they therefore agree that the woman he gave kedushin to may not eat truma even now, even before a bia. You can't say that a petzua daka would allow a woman to eat where the woman is the daughter of a ger who's possibly not also to marry a petzua daka if you hold kal gerim lo ikri kal, because we find that Rabbi Yochanan answered Rabbi Shai what the halakha would be in that case, and he didn't answer. So Abaye said, no. Petzua daka who became injured after already being married to a woman would continue to permit a wife to eat until they actually have bia after he becomes a petzua daka. And since he allows her to eat now as a petzua daka, as long as he doesn't have bia with her, so therefore he can also allow, he wouldn't passel this woman who he has kedushin with from eating if she was a bas kohen on her own. In other words, he allows her to eat. That's the b'makom acher that he allows her to eat. Based on that, he allows her to eat in this case as well. Now, Rava said, since the kohen who's a petzua daka permits his slaves to be able to eat, it may be that he likewise allows the woman in our case, the case that we just asked, to be able to eat as well. Abaya doesn't say like Rava. He says, we don't learn out of the case of marriage in the case of slaves. Rava said, Rava doesn't hold like Abaya because he says that the case is different because he had previously permitted her to eat before becoming injured. That's why it's different. Abaya says the fact that she was permitted to eat previously plays no role in her future permissibility, because if it did, then a woman married to a kohen whose husband then died should be allowed to continue eating truma. So you see that previous allowance does not allow for future allowance. Rava says that's not a good proof, because when the husband dies, his ownership, his kinyan over her has dissolved, which is why she can no longer eat truma. But otherwise, a previous permissibility may affect a future permissibility. The Gemara previously said that Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Shaya what the halacha would be if a kohen who was a petzua daka married the daughter of Gerim. Rabbi Shaya didn't answer because he was not sure of the answer. According to what view was Rabbi Yochanan asking? According to Rabbi Yehuda, he can surely not permit her to eat, because if a kohen with such an injury still has the kedusha of a kohen, he may not marry the daughter of Gerim. And if he does marry this girl, this woman, then this bas Gerim, she's like a cholol who may not eat truma. Even if such a kohen loses his status of kedusha, Rabbi Yehuda would not allow him to get married, because he says that a ger is also prohibited from marrying a man who's a petzua daka, the kal gerim ikri kal, and she therefore would not be allowed to eat truma based on such a marriage, because she entered into a marriage she's not allowed to. According to the view of Rabbi Yosi, he can surely permit, a petzua daka kohen can surely permit the woman to eat, because if this kohen is still given the status of kedusha, but he holds that the daughter of Gerim may marry a kohen, therefore be permitted to eat truma based on that marriage. If the kohen does not give is not given the status of kedusha, he would hold that the marriage is still permitted, because he holds that kahal gerim are lo yikri kal and therefore are allowed to marry someone with this petzua daka injury. So who are we asking according to? The Gemara says the question had to be according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says in a Mishnah that a daughter of a ger cannot marry a kohen unless her mother was a full Jew. The question is this additional requirement now put her at a higher level of kedusha, and that's why she can marry a kohen, although she's still also allowed to marry a petzua daka because she's still a kal gerim lo yikri kal, and therefore, since it's a permissible marriage, she's allowed to eat truma? Or do we say that this additional requirement of her mother being a full-fledged Jew also makes her now usher to marry a man with such an injury? It means she's called kahal, and she therefore may not eat truma based on the marriage. The Gemara brings an answer to Rabbi Yochanan's question from a braisa taught by Rabbi Acha bar Chinana, which said that a pasuk teaches that a kohen who is a petzua daka who marries a daughter of gerim permits her to eat truma. This must be following Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because Rabbi Yehuda would say she's also teaching. Rabbi Yosi would say would not need a pasuk to teach us. So you see that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there's a pasuk teaches that the kohen would allow her to eat truma in this circumstance. Zach the Gemara, Rav said that when chuppah is done to a woman who is pasul, I mean, let's say a kohen gadol takes a widow to chuppah without having done kedushin beforehand, or without doing a bia yet, it has significance and it prohibits her from eating truma if she herself was a daughter of a kohen who may eat truma until now, because she had now entered into a chuppah psula of a pasul dika relationship. She no longer is allowed to eat truma. Shmuel says there's no significance to such a chuppah. Shmuel added, Rav would agree with him that the chuppah done to a girl less than 3 years old will have no significance, since she's not fit for bia. So the chuppah has no effect on her either, because the chuppah only has a special effect because it's karuv labia. But if she's not fit for bia, then the chuppah has no special significance for her either. Rava said, a Mishnah suggests like Shmuel's last statement as well, because the Mishnah says that bia only has significance when the girl is more than 3 years old. This would suggest that a chuppah done before that time would likewise have no significance.